Welcome to Generation Radio Podcasts, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host. Welcome to the radio show. And if you're listening to it on your computer, listen to our podcast. Or if you're listening to Spectrum 883, the Oldies channel is on there on your TV. So if your wife tells you, honey, I'm tired of watching sports, can we do something else? Go to 883 and the Oldies channel. And this channel, 101.1 FM, is the most popular senior channel now. It's just amazing how many people I talk to. I say, you listen to that channel? He goes, yeah, it's really got the best 60s, 70s music. And it's true, guys. So check it out. Keep it on your office radio or if you're at home. But we have talk shows on the weekend. We're here every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. So if you're on the way to the golf course or if you're on the way to go watch your grandkids play, or if you're just at home eating breakfast, please enjoy the information. Please pass it on to your friends and neighbors. It is so vital. I tell people that if you're dealing with somebody over 70 or 80, or if you have friends, you hear stories from your office, every time I hear this, but he's really good right now. He's 85. I say, okay, good. But at some point down the road, it's almost inevitable they're going to slow down. So that's when you want to say, hey, by the way, this Generations Magazine has, check it out or go to our website, generations808.com, and check out our podcast and webinars. Because let me tell you, I get calls, 90% of the calls I get are from families that are in dire crisis and because they didn't plan. So we're here with Annette Pang today, a life coach, and I really like because she does really family communication. She understands the dynamics of families. She has her own care homes. She's been in long-term care for many years, but she spends a lot of time counseling, and I've actually talked to her about family situations dealing with my clients as well. So Annette, welcome to the show.
Hey, Percy.
How are you doing?
Good. I'm really good.
And vaccinated.
And vaccinated 2 times.
Oh, good. Me too.
Yeah.
But before we start, I just got to remember now. So you're going to see commercials in this show, and my mortgage company, okay, Reverse Mortgage Funding, is one of the sponsors. So I do have to announce we are a sponsor. You'll hear the commercial. It's regarding the home equity line, reverse mortgage. My NMLS number is 582-944, just for compliance and disclosure purposes, because, yes, I'm the publisher of the magazine. Yes, I'm the host of the website, of the radio show, but also my day job is a reverse mortgage. I've been doing this for 20 years already. It's amazing.
Wow. So. Well, whatever you're doing for Generations Magazine and all of the community of Honolulu, Hawaii is amazing.
Yes, thank you.
Because you started it how many years ago?
Over 11 years ago.
11 years ago when it was a no-no topic.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wanted to talk about their elders and getting hoo-hoo over their mom and dads and fighting with brothers and sisters, and you just took it by the horns and just put on these events that were amazing.
The Aging in Place.
With the
magazine. I still get comments almost every day about the Aging in Place workshop. And you've spoken at that before.
Spoken many times.
And it's just, guys, Annette's got a wealth of experience and knowledge. She's an expert in the field of family dynamics and coaching, actually. But you kind of really, because of your care home and dealing with seniors yourself, you kind of kind of dialed into what's going on with families with dealing with their parents and caregiving, right?
Yes. I think I'm on steroids because it's more than what usual people have to go through because they're only going through their own situation. Yeah. But because I have like 16 families for 20 years in our care home.
And rotating.
With the extended families going on. I not only see everybody going off into the sunset peacefully, I see all the dynamics
along the way
through it. Yes, right. Because they're not only losing their loved ones that they've grown up with and really were birthed from, but they're dealing with all the changes and the cultural changes, for instance, the financial changes, the physical changes. And it's not easy.
Well, where do you go to school to learn all this stuff?
You go to life school.
Yeah, well, you're like, yeah, life's cool where there's no book. You got to like, wing it. Yeah. And I tell people, don't wing it. You know, call professionals like myself or Annette. And it's exactly. really important, guys. I mean, you know, I always hear this comment. Well, it's kind of common families fight. I say, well, yes and no.
Right.
It doesn't have to be.
No, you don't. Right? Well, it is common. So you're right. But that's called gravity. Mm-hmm. And if you just let something drop, it's going to go down.
Right.
And so if you just let it go and just say, well, that's the way it is, or that's my mom, hard-headed, or that's my sister, she's not going to budge, then yes, it's common.
You don't do anything.
So you got to do something that's going to be disruptive.
That's hard. You know, not only change for the, yes. the senior, but from the family, whether they're living, somebody's living with mom or dad or on the mainland. There's so many, like I said, like parameters that get involved. Like I said, your clients, you know, I've done several hundred reverse mortgages over the 19 years, 20 years I've been doing this. There are many families that didn't do the reverse mortgage but still call me to this day. I get a call just about almost every day from
really?
Somebody dealing with family issues, wanting to find how to pay for long-term care, why does it cost so much. Get this, I had a call yesterday morning from a person that I knew. And they had already spent nearly $600,000 in long-term care.
Wow.
Dad was in a care home, had dementia. He's 90-something years old. And I said, you know, after a couple of years, I would have thought of another way to finance this because that's a lot of money. And I said, well, so they're paying $7,000 to $10,000 a month now for over 5 years. How much money do you have left over? He goes, about 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, what's the plan?
That's really tough.
So we kind of designed a plan. I have a CLTC designation, which is called Certified in Long-Term Care.
Okay.
And really, I do a lot of planning for a lot of clients and a lot of friends that I know. And so one of the things I want to talk to you about is that, you know, a lot of families, you know, are struggling with moms at home, either by themselves or with a son or daughter, but really they need to be placed in put in a care home. How do you make that decision, or how do you have that conversation?
So the conversation is two ways. First, you have to deal with a person, subject person of interest, who has to enter some other facility because maybe the resources are not as available at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing is a support group. So you have to have those two conversations with the parent, first of all, and then the brothers and sisters, or the aunties and uncles, or whoever is going to chime in. So yeah. Those are tough conversations, which I call really tough. And some are tender, some are touchy. But mm-hmm. what I do is I deal with people so that they can go through those tough and tender conversations. And we pick it apart step by step. So there's nobody recklessly spouting off mm-hmm. and doing mm-hmm. the bleeping mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. bullying and blasting or blabbering somebody else just because they're hard-headed.
Or just their anger that comes
total
out.
Total emotions.
And I get that, you know. It's just,
yes.
You know, I always go back to when I do family conversations. Listen, the priority here, I was just with a client yesterday, a priority here is the quality of care for mom.
Yes.
That's where we're going to start. So what is the plan? Not what you think the plan is, because everybody can toss out options like that, but what is the best way for quality of care?
Correct.
And work
Correct.
That way, not say, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. So, well, let's look at it. Is it quality of care?
Yes.
That should be the priority. Is mom or dad okay with the financing of it? And do we plan out for just 3 to 5 years? You know, dementia, I have a relative that's been 20 years already with dementia. I had a neighbor had it 12
Absolutely.
Years.
Absolutely. You can live to now 107 is my oldest.
Wow.
Auntie Millie.
Wow.
And she was sharp as a tack to the end.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Amazing.
Well, they say there's somebody
on
this earth.
She didn't pass in our home. She had to move out.
Oh.
Because of funds.
Oh, I see. Well, there you go.
There you go.
You know, if you don't plan out the worst case scenario. Well, they say, according to geriatricians, there is somebody on this earth here today, right now, that's going to live to 120.
Oh, definitely, because our heart has the capacity to beat, because it's really built well, but it's what we do to it, of course.
Yeah.
Stress and diet,
plus the medications and technology today.
Yeah.
They also say, going forward, everybody born this day forward, 50% of that population that's born this day forward is going to live to 105. 50%.
Wow.
That's the latest statistic I just found,
oh,
uncovered
my
recently.
Gosh.
And I like... Whoa.
Oh.
That's hard to imagine.
Oh, that means I'm going to live 30 more years.
Well, you know, believe it or not, I tell people the reverse mortgage was designed, was put together, and we started in 1989. The mortgage documents back then and to this day still says as long as you live to 150 years old.
Is that right?
Yes. I was like, my God. When I saw this 20 years ago when I first started business, like, why would they make it 150 years old?
Right?
Well, I mean, today we see that, but, you know, going forward, you just never know what, you know, if they can 3D scan and make a finger today.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I heard they're working on livers and lungs right now.
We are not going to know what they're going to, we're going to be walking around with body parts, believe me. And stem cells,
we're definitely
going to be able to just kind of go through the lube job. And change out something.
That's very true.
Right?
We're
going to live long.
As long as I can play golf or softball for the next, I'm 61, probably next 30 years till I'm 90. I knew a guy who was playing 90 out of Maui, still playing softball.
That's super.
That would be my goal. But
And look at your father. You got legacy.
Yeah,
in there.
He played tennis up until 90 three times a week, you know?
Of course.
But so you talked about having a conversation, but what happens if, which is very common, mom and dad don't want to move out? But you know they
need
him. What
absolutely.
Do you do then?
So you have to do this something what I call ask presetting. Do you know what that might be?
No.
Do you know what preset is?
Like preset.
We do that every day to our microwave, right? Before you put the food in, you got to preset the number of minutes.
Right.
And the speed.
Okay.
Then you do that to your camera. You preset your camera dial so that you can add either light, flash, or a slow motion, or, you know, if you want to do pano or whatever it is. So we preset, but why can't we preset our conversations? So ask presetting is a method that's unlike other mechanisms, because what I've done is to test it out, and I find that it's really, really amazing. And I want to tell you a secret.
Okay.
Usually it starts from the younger generation.
Okay.
Walk
me through that then.
To deal with the mama and papa.
Okay. So walk me through that conversation.
Then. Okay. So the younger generation has to figure out, number one, to preset themselves, how are they relating to that mom and dad? Are they the favorite one or the squeaky wheel?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And because their mom's going to say, oh, there you go again.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got those highfalutin ideas. Yeah. I'm not listening to you. And you never listen to me, and you marry the wrong person anyway.
That's so reality conversations I've heard many times.
Right?
Right?
Or you spend too much money.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like the way you handle your kids.
Yeah.
So why should I listen to you? So the credibility has to be rebuilt with a messenger.
Got it.
Okay. So we deal, we got to do like doing the bow and arrow. You pull back on the bow first before you release. And when you release, you got to know when to release, right?
Mm-hmm.
So through the ask presetting, which doesn't take very much time, it takes like seconds or so. Through the ask presetting, we really are able to work with a messenger and get that person to have the credibility and know the timing of who they're going to talk to. So if you want to deal with your mother or your father. Let's take that for an example, Percy.
Yeah.
Would it be easier to be more direct with your mom or with your dad?
They both don't want to move out.
So okay.
Whether directors or not, that's a good question. I would probably say my father, but it's hard to say.
It's hard to say because you didn't test it yet. What we do through ask presetting is doing a lot of testing. And the testing doesn't have to be like with a microscope
or
anything.
Questions or
little questions
little
prior
seeds.
To it. Yeah, little seeds.
Okay, well, I've done that with him.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah. Okay. Because then you might do testing where you say, hey, you know, Auntie so-and-so's at this place and she's really, really enjoying this and this and this.
Done that.
Yeah. Okay, so you've done the little tour or the imagination.
Yes.
And then you have to figure out to have her project into the future. What
I've done that.
You've done that. So what has happened?
They like home better.
Of course they like home. Have you discussed the way finances are going to be?
Finances is no problem. Not a problem.
Why wouldn't they stay at home?
They have long-term care insurance.
A lot of people stay at home then.
They want to stay at home because it's more comfortable.
Yes.
They don't want to be... They have a misconception of what a facility is like.
I see.
And a lot of times, what I might have experienced, you tell me, a lot of things, people, that's where they go to die. You know? But I just don't think they got a good idea of what life would be like. They did visit a facility before, but I don't think they got the whole color tour. I think they got the black and white
tour. The bells and whistles.
They didn't get all the bells and whistles. Yeah. They were not put in a situation. Can you imagine doing this?
Or
you don't
have
to drive anymore.
Yes.
Somebody
will
check on your room every morning.
Right.
You can choose what you want to eat, possibly.
Right.
And it just, fall prevention is a big issue with people getting older. And then, you know, dementia is set in. And I think we all know that. And I think they got to think down the road, it's only going to get worse. So I said, do you want to wait till something emergency happens, like it happened to another client of mine where they are forced to move out?
Mm-hmm.
Or you want to make a decision now because you can, and that decision probably should be to move out because you're at risk at home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the key, is the risk at home when nobody's there but them.
Right.
Or
even
if you have only if your mother's there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have a friend of mine called me last night on Big Island. Mom lives by herself, but now she needs to move in with one of her children.
And she consented.
Yes, she finally did about 5 years.
And maybe after she fell.
Sometimes that
happens.
Yep. And it. So do you want to be forced out of there?
Right.
Where the doctor's saying, you have no choice. You have to move. You can't go back home. You're at a facility going rehab. You can't go back home.
Yeah.
Or do you want to have the preset meeting, a conversation where this is what maybe was something we should do and think about, and let's take a tour and even try the food, which I recommend everybody try
that
the food.
It's really good to try the food. Just kick the tires.
Yep.
And do they go to daycare?
No.
They don't. They stay home all day long. Well, because they're going to Las Vegas still.
Not right now, but that's another conversation. Something happened the last time.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But they are in their 90s traveling to Las Vegas.
Yes.
They are an unusual bunch.
Yeah.
Well, okay. They're not like normal people. Because
they have a strong will to. They love Vegas.
They do.
It's a way to get away from family and get away from the mundane life of a senior at home with this pandemic. Not being able to go out as much, right?
Right.
But how do you talk about the importance of moving to a care home or a facility where it's safer?
Mm-hmm.
How do you have that conversation? Because they're so much at risk at falls, but a lot of my clients, they'll fall once, twice a week, and they don't really understand. I tell them next fall could be detrimental.
Absolutely.
So how
do they fall at home?
Yeah.
Oh, they do.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Yeah, at our care home, we really try to minimize fall risk by having a lot of staff around them. So, we don't want to claim that they're never going to fall because, things
can happen.
But it's not so much only the fall risk. It's that if you want to say to you want to live 10 more years, because usually the statistics are that people live in care homes live longer because it's generation specific, age specific, the exercises are geared for that. So I really think that it's not a quick overnight fix to have ask presetting in your house or with your parents, but it is something where you kind of sprinkle the seeds now and never turn them off to you.
Yep.
Because then they're going to go, oh, here comes Percy. He's going to talk about that again. Oh my gosh. I don't want to talk to him. Percy, let's just have dinner. So how are you with your siblings about that?
That's always going to be an issue. Every family has issues like that.
Exactly.
I asked you before, wouldn't you recommend a family conversation? And I always want to make sure the parents are okay with that. So they all agreed. But a lot of the times the families don't agree. Why should we do that? We're okay.
Absolutely. I know of somebody who fell and called the husband, and he never came to get her. He didn't think it was that important. When she was like on the ground with a big golf ball in her head.
Yeah. Well,
and so we have diversities in how we handle it. But instead of sticking to that one-way Jose street, we got to think of the resources. So you can appeal to your mom that you're relying on less, your husband and yourself, but we got to build a team around you with a safety net. Who would you like to see on your team? See, stuff like that where she feels like, oh, she's empowered to build her team.
We don't need anybody. I got my husband. That's all you need.
Yeah, but...
We've seen situations where people, you know, don't have the life alert, the emergency response button.
I don't want to wear that necklace.
So I don't want to wear
Does she wear one?
No, they don't want to wear a necklace. They don't want to wear a wristband or anything like that. It's like, no, we don't need that.
So you know what we call those kind of people?
What?
I say that every family's like a pot of stew. And they're the tough meat.
Oh, yeah.
Versus the barley, which cooks faster.
That's the greatest generation. They grew up with no TV or black and white TV. They grew up walking to school for 3 miles like my mother did. They're tough as nails.
It's not,
and I tell them that's wonderful.
Right.
But the issue is, do you want to continue to keep falling?
And it happens a lot?
Yes.
Oh, way.
Not so much recently, but every family experiences this.
Right.
So how do we have that? How do you kickstart a conversation? You said the two words.
Yeah. So the two words would be like, I feel. That's one entry. Or say why. Because let's say your mom has not given you as much information. Or tell more about it. Because that's kind of easy. Because basically they want to be heard. They want to be heard because they think nobody's listening to them. And as soon as you say, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Then then you melt down walls, and it's no longer the fight, but it's now how do we act progressively and how do we act collaboratively? I think that's what gets most people, that they sweep things under the rug, or they zip their lips, or they just don't want to talk about something because they just feel like somebody else is not going to receive them well before they even ask a question. Recently, I've had some business partners, not my own, but my client's business partners. Somebody did something that was really god-awful rude, and the other person then got all the ideas from everybody else except addressing that one person. Instead of going to that one person like saying, Percy, I don't know what was up your horn, but why did you make that?
Is it because of spite?
We don't know, but what happens is all the guesswork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's number one. Then the hoo-hoo, bad feelings. Then all the stories. All the stories like, oh, well, they're not like this anyway. Look how they treat their sister,
right,
blah, blah,
right.
blah.
How do you mediate
that? You use those really sweet words to say, tell why? You know, see, tell me more. Tell me more. What happened? You know, I love you. I know you. I trust you. We've taken hundreds of thousands of dollars and turned these deals around and all of this. Or you've taken my kids to school all these years. Or you married my wife's sister and, you know, all this kind of thing. That's the bonding and rapport. But then just say, what's up? That is a big word. Instead of going all around the mulberry bush to your wife, to your business partner, to your sisters, your brothers, instead of asking you directly. And then they build up this whole storyline that is like so hard to rock.
What's it got to do with the quality of care for your parents?
Because then you can start getting into those really heart-centered spaces for your mom and dad. Because I bet you 90% of everything is that they don't think you're listening to them.
Or vice versa.
Yeah, but if you want to get to them and change them, because they think you're not listening, of course they're not going to listen to you. So, you know, one thing leads to another. But if you can just take that step out and then just have them feel like it's a safe space to enter, then you can start collaborating and holding hands. And that takes skill, because you know what I do? We rehearse.
Yeah, that's so important, guys. We're here with Annette Pang, one of our partners in Generations, and really a life coach and a great communicator. And, you know, I've always recommended her for families that are, I wouldn't say fighting, but just not on the same page with quality of care. Typically, it's the quality of care for your parents, mom or dad or both, dealing with... whether they need to move out of the house or not, how do you have that conversation? Because, you know, you've got many years of experience. I've got many years of experience. I'm still learning. And communication is really important to have available. And let alone have open communication. A lot of times I'll see, you know, the oldest son will come in from the mainland and direct everybody, you know. And that's something that's another story. That's a whole other page of information and conversation, right?
Exactly. You know? And one of the things is, if let's say mom falls down. One of the fastest knee-jerk reactions is, I told you.
Yeah.
I told you, mom, every time you stand up, this is what's going to happen. Now look.
Yeah.
Okay. That kind of conversation is going to further polarize.
Yeah. So we have to bring you back, and that's been the first half of our show. We're going to talk about the second half of our show with regarding the facilities and COVID and things like that.
Exactly.
But see, there you go. That's been a half of our show. So thank you
Has
very
it
much.
Really?
Yes, Annette.
Oh my.
We need to bring you back.
Gosh.
We
got
to go more deeper into the playbook.
We can really go deep.
And it's really important because, you know, these are free podcasts, but we don't want to give all the information out. But and then what's the best way if they need to get a hold of you or if they want to use your services for life coaching for the family?
Okay, they can go to AnnettePang.com.
Yeah.
And they can see right now a webinar that's going on about detoxing communication. And this was with an actual daughter and her mom. And they were like poles apart.
Wow.
And they got together really, really closely. And now they don't have to walk on eggshells. They don't have to feel like, you know, if they're going to be washing dishes next to each other, that somebody's not going to do some kind of hissy fit and just vomit all over them.
Wow.
And this is the kind of thing that I can do immediately because I call this exercise clean sweep.
Yeah. So it's Annette Pang, two N's, two T's, right?
Yes. AnnettePang.com. PANG.com.
And so you can listen to that on it right now?
Right. You can listen to it right now. And because of ASK presetting, I'm going to start my kick-ass boot camps.
Annette, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Percy.
We're going to have to definitely have you come back on and go more into the playbook. Guys, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
You've worked hard to make it to this point, faithfully paying your mortgage and putting money into your home. Now you can tap into this equity with the reverse mortgage loan designed specifically for those age 60 and older. Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage specialist, NMLS number 582-944. Let him show you how you can use a reverse mortgage to gain a new source of funds, just as you would with a traditional home equity loan that you would get at a local bank, but with additional benefits. Give him a call at 808-234-3117, and he'll show you how a reverse mortgage could be an important tool for you. He lives and works right here in Hawaii and understands Hawaii borrowers. Not applicable in all states. Some states may impose a higher age requirement. Visit reversefunding.com/equity-elite for details. Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. NMLS number 1019941. Telephone 888-494-0882. For licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Licensed Mortgage Banker, New York State Department of Financial Services. Again, call 808-234-3117.
4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.
Okay, welcome back to Generations Magazine and the radio show here. Thanks for tuning in and thanks for checking out our podcast. Please always tell your friends. Go to generations808.com. You can listen to all our podcasts. You know, I went there the other day, and George, you know, George is our engineer, and like, man, we started almost not quite a year ago, but we had like, well, we do 52 a year. I don't take a break. I was thinking about next week taking a break because I'm going to be on Kauai next week for the senior softball tournament, but we'll pre-tape something else. But and then my other show, we started in 2004. All right, my other radio show, and yeah. Mike Olelo, I've done about 70 shows on Olelo back in the day, but yeah, that's really how I learned.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
As you guys know, my day job is a reverse mortgage, so I always have to disclose for compliance reasons my license number is 582-944. You will hear a commercial about the reverse mortgage and a home equity line of credit, but that's how I got involved, guys. As many of you know, working with seniors, but I want to take a deep dive, and that's why I've learned so much by having guests like today, Todd Pang on the show from Caring Manoa. Todd, so thanks for coming in, by the way. I know you're getting your passport. You're going to be traveling pretty soon?
Well, it's a provisional, just in case, yeah. Right?
I you need know, to it do that months. Too.
Yeah, mine.
Oh. How long did it take?
Well, I don't know. I just got the application today, but my passport expired in 2020.
Mine too.
Yeah. And I thought, well, when am I going to travel again?
That's what I said. My wife said, we want to go to Japan next year in 2022. Yeah. I said, so how long do you think it'll take to get a passport?
They told me at max maybe 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, that's a ways. Who knows?
So I don't know how much you know about. In fact, I got to do a fingerprint thing for compliance things. And they need to have a passport. But can you use an old passport?
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
I mean,
they expire, but they're...
Right. But I mean, it's the same person as long as we can identify that person.
Yeah. Yeah,
why didn't you bring the same information back in again? They already have that information.
Yeah, they do. I know. Why did they even stamp anymore? Yeah. They don't need that. That's like a
that's another
artifact.
Story.
Yeah.
Anyway, Todd Pang from Caring Manoa. So, Todd, tell us your background because you were not in the care home business. Your family was, right?
Yeah, Percy. Thanks for having me back on, Percy. Yeah. This is really fun. I was in the travel business, coincidentally, right? So I was living in China about 8 years. And when I was there, I was in, you know, it was a very sexy lifestyle in luxury travel.
First class,
five-star hotels, really special. Like, you know, you go to the special part of the Forbidden City or like the private banquet on the Great Wall kind of thing.
Wow.
And then I came home to care homes. Not very sexy comparatively, right?
It's family business.
Elderly care, but it is family business. That's right.
I tell people this is the best clients to work for.
Yeah.
Oh, I only got 4-star. How come I don't get the 5-star like Todd did?
Yeah, right. No, it's way more gratifying.
Oh, absolutely.
And and meaningful, right, in one's life because, hey, everyone goes through this, right? And for me, when I was living in China, I was in my 20s. It was the majority of my 20s, and it was a really fun time. But as I got older, I thought, I got to, you know, come back to the roots.
More life, all the material stuff, flying first class.
Yeah, I mean,
food, right?
You know, that's what young people like. But now, as I got older... And it was good timing, too, because, you know, China kind of changed after a while, after the Olympics, right?
Yes.
It kind of got a little bit more strict and hard on foreigners. So that wasn't, that was perfect timing for me to come home and start doing the care home business.
Do you speak Mandarin?
Mandarin,
You do. You're fluent.
Well, no, not anymore. It's like I spend a whole bunch of time and money learning it. Wow. And then now this is my 10th year back home, you know, it comes out. From time to time, I can still order at a restaurant, but not much beyond that.
So, what's going on with Caring Manoa? I know you've got the care home, but then you're doing a development, which we won't talk about because it's going to be a couple years.
It's going to be a little bit ways.
We're going to talk about the other venture you guys.
Yeah. Well,
what's going on with COVID, by the way?
COVID, as you can imagine, has been really tough for us and all facilities, right? I mean,
and
a lot of and the families. Especially on the families and the residents and our staff. You know, everybody, it's been a losing situation for all of us. I guess the silver lining is that residential facilities like ours and other places, you know, we really had to tighten up all the infection control. And that might, you know, I mean, that's definitely going to stay beyond COVID, but like it will change kind of the way we used to do things because we used to have 11 family parties a year. Everybody comes in, giant potluck. Okay. I mean, buffets.
Those are deaths.
It was the best. Yeah. I mean, you know, what is it? Mother's Day, Father's Day, July 4th, almost every month there'd be a huge party, big potluck. Everybody's sharing utensils.
We gotta tell me the story on that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's ever going to happen again because now, right, with COVID and infection control, we have to really reevaluate. Okay, can we have buffets anymore? Maybe we have to start portioning out people's food, you know, all that kind of stuff. And of course, you know, that's like Manini compared to the uncertainty of all of last year. I mean, last year, there's just so much that we didn't know what we didn't know.
Yeah. And so all your, you know, say all your workers in the facilities, care homes, are vaccinated.
I have 90X%, and I have a couple that are really concerned about it, and we try to, you know, have them help us, you know, think about it. But we're not forcing them at this stage. It is, there's a lot of conversation right now about this.
Yeah. And well, I understand there was a lawsuit recently.
Yeah, I think there's several.
And that the company won.
Okay, yeah.
And they can force them to, they have mandate. To work here, they can mandate. Yeah, you
correct.
Can force.
Correct.
I think it's going to hold up.
Yeah.
I was having dinner with a healthcare professional last night, a kind of high up, high level guy. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, it's going to come.
Probably. Yeah.
It's a matter of time.
And it makes sense, I think, for this industry. You know, we were working with such vulnerable people.
Absolutely.
We cannot, just let it go. I think it's going to be the case. And those employees, you know, they have a crossroads. And they might have to choose a different line of work because, you know, across the board, a lot of facilities are thinking about this.
They have to. Anybody that deals with the consumer.
Yeah.
Dental hygienists.
Yeah.
Was a big one. That was my concern.
Right.
I heard some workers were not vaccinated and they're dealing with people's open mouth, you know.
Yeah, especially.
But, and I was talking to this healthcare professional last night. He goes, they think at some point, probably next year, they require an annual booster shot, like any other flu shot. But I think things should come back to normal
a little
bit more.
Yeah.
But I understand not all your patients, clients are vaccinated, right? Because of different issues, right?
Yeah. The ones that we have, you know, they're really concerned about what the effects might be with their conditions. You know, obviously COVID is a very scary thing for them and their health. But then at the same time, they have some conditions that might, you know, react. We actually had one resident who did develop a reaction to it.
Oh.
And she had to stop the second shot. Because she developed sort of like a really negative reaction that's very, very, very uncommon. Like, I don't want people to think, well, you get the vaccine and now you're going to develop this.
Right.
But, you know, very it just rare. Happened to be some of the pre-existing things that she had going on. So, you know, we still leave it to their choice, but we have restrictions. And that's kind of been the saving grace, but also a double-edged sword for all facilities. You know, we can restrict the movement of who comes into the home and how they visit, you know, maybe all visits have to be outside and that kind of stuff. But at the same time, you know, it's really tough on the families because we have residents who are used to that daily interaction. And when we first started, you know, shutting, we locked down everything very early, like in late February last year.
Wow, earlier than
we wanted to stay ahead of it, right?
Yeah.
And the families were kind of thinking, oh, you know, why are you doing this? You know, it's not even in Hawaii yet. But once that first case came in on the plane, we said, we got to do this because who knows?
Thank God you did. It was that facility in Seattle.
Oh.
A big outbreak.
Yeah.
Kutsu Sen in the Big Island, big outbreak.
Yep. Yep. You know, I mean, and overall in the state, we've done really well in long-term care.
Absolutely. Well, we're number one in terms of vaccines.
Yeah.
Terms of negative tests.
Yeah.
And our facilities.
Yeah. And the facilities are very low. And especially you go in even deeper. And I think in the small residential type places, it's been pretty good. You know, but nonetheless, you know, there's a lot of fear. Wow. There's a lot of uncertainty. The price of gloves went up by like 600%.
Really?
You know, a lot of the PPE just super expensive, you know, after 6 months of that shortage, right? But for the families, you know, we started to slowly bring back visitation. So at first it was all on Skype or Zoom or FaceTime. Mm-hmm. And then we started bringing back window visits. And then it was like outdoor visits on the lanai. And right now, currently, we have indoor visits in the bedroom only. You know, so we're kind of coming back to normal for the families. And they really appreciate that. But we it's never hard. Know.
So how do the facility, your care home like yours and other facilities, dealing with people that need care, are you taking new clients in?
We are, yeah. You know, some homes or some facilities did have a moratorium on that. Is that the word?
Right, right.
And they just said, okay, stopping from here. Nobody knew.
If you go out, you can't come back in.
And if you go out, you can't come back in. And in fact, there was one home that I know of that it was a bubble where the employees couldn't even leave. They would go 100-day stints where they stay there. They live there. They get a big fat bonus.
Made sense, though.
It does, because then once they're there, everybody's clean. They're not wearing masks, all of that. But it was really hard on the staff.
I couldn't do that.
On the families, yeah. So, that was a personal choice that they made. It wasn't mandatory for them to do that, but every facility is different. I mean, that's been one defining thing about this, is that there's been guidance from CDC.
Probably more conservative than on the other side, right?
Yeah. And I think some places may have lost families because of that, because they say, sure, we just can't
adult
handle.
Adult day centers, same thing.
We
had Annette, Kathy White on last weekend.
Oh, right.
If you want to learn about adult day centers, check out our podcast on our website. Because we talked a lot about how the adult day centers are dealing with that.
Yeah, right.
She has two facilities now, yourselves. Yeah. And
the head of the...
Well, they have an adult day center association because of COVID. They don't get together anymore.
Mm.
They do a Zoom, I believe. But it's been very hard on that industry as well, because they have to go in and out every day, right?
Yeah.
They can't stay there like at your facility, right?
Yeah.
So it was an issue.
Yep.
But no, she's not the president anymore, but they still get together. But she's just a wealth of information.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and they're going to be doing stuff with ARP down the road about the adult day centers. Mm-hmm. I always tell people, that's the first line of defense.
Yeah, it is.
For $70, $75, drop them off, pick them up. Like you're going to take a kid to preschool to get a meal and you're safe.
Yeah.
You know, they can take care of them all day long.
Yep.
I mean, that to me is a deal of the century.
It really is. And that was tough on families. I mean, childcare and senior care.
Oh, yes.
But like for sure, you know, I because our neighbor on Beckwith Street has a small one, you know, only five or six people for the daycare. But he said that luckily, you know, it's really sprung back now for his inquiries of the daycare. It unfortunately, though, you're right. I mean, like that's the first kind of thing for families to drop, you know, because they're worried about this spread of COVID. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they have the choice perhaps to stay at home or to be able to kind of, you know, manage it without having to send their loved one to the daycare. Care homes are a little bit different. You know, I mean, it is a 24/7 long-term thing. So we didn't really lose any of our residents because of fear or COVID or anything like that. But we were a home that we did take in new people. We had to, you know, the business wouldn't survive otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But some businesses really came down heavy and said, okay, this is it, you know, no new people. And then after maybe 8 months, they started to do it again. Mm. And it's across the board. You know, some places don't even wear masks, actually, which
really?
Is, yeah. I mean, I've been surveying a lot of different homes for one of my side projects, and it's surprising how there's very little consistency among the residential.
Yeah, side. It's personal opinion about everything. I mean, come on, if the CDC can't get it on the same page, or the WHO,
right?
You know, or NIH. I mean, guys, it's just all over the place. But anyway, we're here with Todd Pang from Caring Manoa, one of our generations partners as well. But talk to me about the other thing you're doing, the other adventure that your business is doing.
Okay, it's called Kupuna Care Pair.
Kupuna Care Pair.
Yeah.
P-A-I-R?
Yeah. Like you're pairing somebody together.
Okay.
And that's the exact thing about it, because I've been doing care homes now for 10 years, you know, this Caring Manoa. And through the time, like it's got to be every 2 or 3 days, I run into a family that doesn't know what they don't know. They don't know the information of where do I go, for what kind of care, what's the difference between a care home and a foster home and a nursing home and all this stuff.
I get it every day.
Every day. I know you know it for sure. Yeah. And how many years you've been doing this
19.
Now? 19 years. You've learned a lot, but it's taken that much time for you to know what you know. And for the same, you know, I've been doing this 10 years. The information I can spout out off the top of my head is what people need quickly, but they're not going to be able to spend the time because maybe they're getting discharged in days or something.
Or tomorrow,
and they need to find something that is expensive. It's like the same price as maybe buying a home over the long term.
I just talked to someone yesterday morning. They're already close to spending nearly $600,000 on dad's care.
Not per year. Just in like over the course
five and a half years.
Exactly.
And now my question was, well, how much money do you have left over? He goes, about 6 months.
Yeah.
Then what do you do?
how do you manage this stuff, right? It's a huge dilemma for families. And that, you know, you see it all the time too with your reverse mortgage
business. Well, I deal with financial advisors all the time.
Exactly, exactly.
But they had a financial advisor.
Oh, okay. But even then,
go figure that.
You know, there's a lot of pitfalls because sometimes people budget, but they don't realize that if something happens, now it's going to be a lot more expensive.
Well,
right?
That's why we always tell them, plan for the worst case scenario.
Expect the best. Yeah.
Don't be expect the best. This is going good. So what he'll say, my dad's pretty good.
Yeah.
I said, now, I'm not worried about now. I'm worried about three to five years down the road.
Yeah.
You know, this gentleman was 99 years old. I said, well, is he pretty mobile? He's still, he goes,
yeah.
Is he pretty, you know, competent? Yeah. No, we have dementia, but he's a happy person. He's actually pretty good. I said, well, I'm not a doctor. I said, 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
And he go, what? my relatives have for 20 years.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, with medicine these days, you could live a long time, right? So that's the situation families are in.
Punta Care Pair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Facilities, on the other hand, or I call care homes also facilities.
Right.
There's a lot of vacancy, surprisingly. You know, there's a lot of need, but there's a lot of vacancy. And
still
it's like,
yet?
How do you pair that together? And the vacancy is not because, you know, somehow they're a bad business or whatever. You know, sometimes
they eventually pass on.
We have vacancy. Yeah. And when we're dealing with life and death, basically, it's impossible for us to plan ahead to say, okay, I'm going to have an opening in six months. I'm going to have an opening tomorrow. I don't know. Right. It and so on the facility side, there's very little planning ahead where I can say, okay, I'm going to have a vacancy here. Brand awareness is so crazy. You know, you know, Caring Manoa, people think, oh, is that also Manoa Cottage? Is that Manoa Senior Care? Is that Manoa Gardens? What is this, right? There's so little brand awareness for the community because there's just too many places. You know, there's 467 care homes.
Well, Manoa is one of the best places to live, too.
Yeah, think about care homes out in the west side, in Waipahu, for instance, where there's hundreds. How am I going to differentiate between these places and even learn about them?
Right.
So a lot of care homes, when they have vacancy, they don't know who to call, or they go to the nursing facilities or hospitals to say, you know, I have vacancy, but the hospital kind of forgets who they are. Or it's a really difficult issue because of timing. And then also because of that brand awareness, which is very hard for people to find information about care homes. So now Kupuna Care Pair is like a website where families can go to see full-on listings of every single licensed care facility and service statewide.
Really?
I already got that up there.
Wow.
I had to collect
information. That's the website?
KupunaCarePair.com.
P-A-I-R.com. P-A-I-R, the word.
Yeah.
.com.
So, yeah.
Oh,
and so every single, I had to collect it from the Department of Health, Office of Health Insurance, the city, the Executive Office on Aging, the Housing and Development Corporation. Right. I got all these different sources of these lists, and I put it on a map. So now you can find it on a map based on the neighborhood you're looking for.
I got to check it out.
Yeah, and it's got some real basic information right now. But moving forward, I'm working with some developers on creating like its own kind of like Yelp and or Angie's List or something like that, where then you can to see each facility. And I don't have to Google, you know, care homes and then show up, you know, there's like 20 mainland sites about here's the 6 care homes in Hawaii. You know, it's one localized central place for people to find every single licensed facility and service. And then from there, they go further and say, okay, I want a care home. I want assisted living. I want a daycare. Go to Kathy's Places. And then they open the page and they can read about it, right?
Well, who puts in the comments or the reviews?
Well, so the review part, I'm still working on figuring out, you know, because like those have to be legitimate. But before that, you know, what comes before that is being able to reach out to all of these places. So right now, my next step with the developers is going to be in a few months. You can send a single message to whichever facilities you want. You click, 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 and then it blasts out to each one of them. I'm looking for a vacancy. This is my profile. And then they'll respond to you and say, thank you very much. You know, no, thank you. Or they say, we got vacancy. Yep. Oh. And then the website is going to have real-time listings on vacancy as well. You know, I mean,
are they going to have like private pay or Medicaid?
Yeah, I've already got that all set up too. Well, so a lot of this is relying on the facilities to participate with me. And right now I've got about 60 facilities have filled out an extremely detailed survey. What's your base rate? What's your do you have private beds or only shared beds? You got private bath? Do you have, what's your staffing ratio? How many nurses versus CNAs do you have? do you, what do you, what kind of COVID precautions do you take? That's why I know that a lot of these important. Don't wear masks.
Are they about if they share a room or not?
Yeah, right. And so, you know, then all of that goes into this website, and then it's going to be searchable by these criteria.
Wow.
You can search now. Because so much of the family's dilemma is, I got to call, just one, if they have vacancy, but two, my mom doesn't want to share a room.
Yeah.
But that shared room information or private room information is nowhere to be found online. I got to physically call these places and then ask them. That's a 10-minute conversation to have.
Yeah.
And it, these families don't have that time.
Can I ask you, is there a cost to that?
No, right now everything's free.
Wow.
But it will be. There will be a cost eventually. I think, you know, one of the things I'm going to have on the family side is going to be an application fee where, you ever heard of the Common Application? It's what kids use to apply to college.
Oh, no.
There's one single application for like 300 colleges.
I want to find out soon. My son's a junior.
You're going to know. Yeah. Tell him, just use the Common Application. I mean, it's not just rinky-dink colleges. They have like Harvard and all the Ivy League schools. And and then each facility, each university has their own like supplementary form. But the Common Application, you know, that's how I applied to some colleges. And I thought, gosh, this is great. You know, I just do one form and that's it. And that's how it should be with senior care.
Sure.
Because right now everything's manual.
Yeah.
Is I call the home, I say, do you have vacancy? Would you take me? That.
And then it's a lot of work.
The exact same thing again. Right.
Yeah.
And if I'm getting discharged tomorrow, or in 2 weeks, or even a month.
Is there a list of rehab places?
Yeah. Well, rehab as in like, you know, nursing facility rehab?
Well, because like a lot of the retirement community, the CCRCs, rehab.
Now. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, yes, there is, because they are licensed. And I actually have all of the unlicensed, what's called...
aging in place.
Not the aging in place. No, that we're not touching.
Okay, I was going to say.
But what's called independent living facilities are not regulated, right?
Right.
So like Plaza has their independent side, assisted side.
Yeah.
And so I've got all of that together on there, even though it's not licensed. But all the rehab places, all that information is available now, but families don't know where to find it.
Are you going to have rehab places on your site?
Yeah. Everything's on there now, in fact. Like,
I've been taking a look at it because it's important. I get calls quite a bit. And you're right. There's no place to go. But I like the fact that they send an email on all those facilities.
Yeah.
You get it. And they call that person.
Yeah.
Versus you calling six different places.
Oh, my gosh. You know why? Because all of that can be done by a computer.
Yeah.
Right? And the most important thing for the families in this process is their time. To do the research and then they evaluate, is this the right fit? They shouldn't be spending their time making phone calls just to find out, you know, is there a vacancy or do you take private, you know, do you take Medicaid or, you know, all of that can be done by a computer. And it's slow going because I've got to survey each place and get them, you know, not all of them are willing to give me their pricing information. But I've got about 60 care homes already who've given me very detailed surveys on this, because then I can throw it into the algorithm. People search by criteria and they say, boom, this is it. This is my budget. This is what I'm looking for. Now, here are the 10 choices that I have.
Are you looking at all like arches, all of our arches? Or?
Yeah, right now that's where I'm starting. But then I'm going to shift my focus to the, like, I think it's like 1,086 foster homes.
Foster homes.
And then also then from that point, assisted living facilities, there's something about like 13 or 23, I can't remember. And then from there, I'll go on to the, at last, it will be the rehab facilities.
Yeah, so it's really important because I get calls like that, or anytime I do a conversation with a family, I always, because, you know, at some point, you're going to have to place them.
Yeah.
So start doing your research now.
Yeah. But, you know, that's part of this, too. So I have a lot of information about just learning the differences between the facilities and the different types of services and daycare. I'm a huge fan of daycare.
Me, too.
Yeah. And so I got all the daycare programs on there, and they can start with daycare. And then while they're there, then they can transition and start researching the other places. So it's just going to be a resource that hopefully families can be able to do this more efficiently and easier.
Oh, absolutely.
And then for the facility, you know, they can also market themselves without having to pay for Google ads or anything like that. You know, so many places don't even have websites.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But a lot of them have Facebook. And so they know how to use Facebook.
Yeah.
So they can do that, yeah.
Anyway, Todd, what's the best way to reach you if you have any questions?
My email or phone number, so todd@caringmanoa.com.
Thanks.
CARINGmanoa.com or 808- 779-8871.
Otherwise, visit their website. Now, has it been up for a while?
Kupuna Care Pair? Yeah. It has. Yeah, I started in April.
Okay.
So it's been a little bit.
A year or 2 years ago, you were talking about that.
Remember that? I've been talking about this a long time. And then I got married. And then I had a kid. Wow. And then COVID. So it's kind of been on the back burner. Yeah.
It's good to see you, man.
It
really
is.
Great
to see you. Yeah. Thank you
so much. And what your mom is doing with the Care Home. But Carrie Manoa, and also go to, I would just go straight to
KupunaCarePair.com.
Right? Thanks. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it, Todd.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great week. Enjoy the family. Be safe out there.
Thank you, Percy.
As always, everybody, tune in next week every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. or go to our website, generations808.com, for all our past podcasts. But as always, everybody, aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
The combination of interest rates at near all-time lows and home values at near all-time highs create a great opportunity to get the most out of your home's built-up equity. Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage specialist at MLS number 582-944. If you are 60 or older, you might qualify for a reverse mortgage loan that could turn your equity into extra funds for retirement. Take a few minutes to visit with him about ways this plan could work for you. As a certified senior advisor and being certified in long-term care planning, he has helped many older homeowners just like you to retire more freely. Call him now at 808-234-3117. That's 808-234-3117. Not applicable in all states. Some states may impose a higher age requirement. Visit reversefunding.com/equity-elite for details. Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. NMLS number 1019941. Telephone 888-494-0882. For licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Licensed Mortgage Banker, New York State Department of Financial Services. Again, call 808-234-3117.
4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.